What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Hardwood Rundown podcast. We are doing our off-season season preview predictions. We're going through division by division. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me, Jack, as well.
Oh, of course. Like every other week we record. No worries, bro. Happy to be here again. Every Wednesday night we record pretty much. So it's kind of becoming a regular occurrence. Keen to get into this because obviously this is actually one of the more exciting conferences, depending on who you ask, conferences, divisions. This is episode 5 of the off-season, second installment of our season previews. We're doing the Central Division today. We got the Pistons, Pacers, Bulls, Cavs, and Bucks. We're going to start off with my team, the Cavs. In case you don't know how we kind of categorize these, we do an MVP for each team, an impact player, rising star, and kind of our ceiling for how many wins we think each team can win, how many games each team can win. Really looking forward to this episode. We're going to start with the Cavs. Obviously, Summer League champs. Honestly, before it started, I don't really watch Summer League that much, but I watched the semi-final and the final just because I was at home. We've dominated yesterday. Oh, my God. Isaiah Mobley had like 28 and 11. Mm. He was playing bully ball the whole game. Sam Merrill, he's played for the Bucks, I believe. Sharpshooter. These guys are actually signed to the Cavs roster, I believe. It'll be – I don't know if they'll probably just get garbage minutes, to be honest, and play a lot of G League. But good to get a ring without LeBron. Just really happy we could win one. Cleveland, this is for you.
This is for you.
That's kind of the segue into – our season preview. Honestly, I thought the Rockets were going to win the whole thing. I think if they, it's just one of those thing, really weird things where star rookies, star second years play like one or two games and then that's it. Like you think about it, if the Rockets had their full first game roster, they wouldn't have won, I think. And because Cavs going in didn't really have a strong roster. They kind of played a lot of team ball. Rockets shot like 43s or something yesterday. In back-to-back games.
Houston,
100%. Live or die by the three. I remember that they were interviewing Ime Udoka, and Ime Udoka was like, yeah, I don't think we'll be shooting this that many threes in the regular season. I feel like if you're shooting that many games in a regular season game, you're just asking yourself. If you're making them great.
Hmm.
But, I think they had a stretch where they had six straight threes, and I was like, oh my God, like they're actually going to come back. Mm. But Cleveland pretty much dominated the whole game. Anyways, we're going to kick it off with our MVP for the Cavs. I feel like it's a pretty easy one, but this is going to change halfway through the season because my rising star is going to have a huge fucking year. Donovan Mitchell is my MVP. I think he kind of choked away in the playoffs, but I also think he didn't have the support that he had throughout the regular season in typical Donovan Mitchell fashion. But I think if we're talking regular season MVP, then yeah, 100% Donovan Mitchell. I think that can change after the All-Star break. I think this was pretty self-explanatory. I was thinking Evan Mobley, but he doesn't have as much of an impact on the score. He has an impact on the defensive end, but in terms of scoring points and winning games, I think it's Donovan Mitchell. He averaged like damn near 30 points last year. So
yeah, he was fucked.
Yeah, I can't not say it's him.
Yeah, I got Donovan too. I wanted to put Darius Garland in there, but like he really is kind of an accessory at this point. And like I don't see him like taking over. Donovan for me. I got who'd you have impact player?
I got Evan, but because I think he's going to build his offensive arsenal throughout the offseason and probably through the season as well. So I feel like his role will get bigger if they potentially trade Jared Allen, which has been kind of speculated, but I'm not sure if they're going to. I feel like if he leaves, there'll be more of a load on him, kind of more pressure. So I think he's my impact player for now because he affects the defensive end so much. And he'll have more of an impact if his offensive skill set kind of grows.
Yeah. I got Jared Allen, impact player. I think he's Yeah, like you have a guy you can chuck a lob to, and he's fucked with like what he's able to finish. But he's so solid in there, and he plays a very team-oriented game, always looking to make like the selfless play. And then defensively, he's a monster. And he always goes up, like doesn't care about getting dunked on, has that mindset, like any shot he can contest. I love Jared Allen. I think he's so solid. And I think he's a part of their like heart of the team in that he's not flashy or anything. And no one on his team, actually, Cavs are not really like a, if I say flamboyant, maybe not flamboyant, but like a very flashy team or anything, you know? Yeah. They're very gritty and just go out and just, you know, they back themselves, but it's like, it's quiet. And I think he's the heart of that. Not flashy at all. Definitely not with his fit.
He's really not. No.
at All-Star Weekend.
Damn.
Denver
Nugget jeans.
Denver Nugget jeans.
Type of guy to wear them though.
He fucking would. Yeah. He'd wear the Cavalier jeans.
100%.
But yeah, I got Jared Allen. I got for a bit of backstory on this one. A couple of years ago, we were doing the division, or a year ago maybe, division previews for the Eastern Conference, and we're doing the Heat, and I said Max Strus would be my like rising star, and then I remember we laughed about it, but he ended up being a very like a starter, and then he's my rising star this year for the Cavs.
Okay,
but more of a bigger role, I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
different system. So
yeah, I feel like he's gonna. I feel like he's gonna flourish as well. I feel like it's not that crazy. I just think he's like not what anymore. 27 or something. So that's,
yeah.
I was thinking. I was putting age into my like kind of criteria. But who's mine? Darius Garland. I know it's his fourth year, but I feel like this is the jump. This is the make or break for his time in Cleveland. I think. Wow. I think if he doesn't perform this year, he performed in the regular season. Don't get me wrong. He had a 50-point game. High assist numbers, low turnover ratio at some points. Off season, playoffs kind of fell off a little bit, bit of a defensive liability. So he's got to fix a few things up. He's really got to fix a few things up, fix his offensive powers, be a bit less defensively liable. I've got another player though, kind of shined in the summer league, really. He dropped down a lot because he's not very strong. Amone Bates, I think.
Yeah.
He was gone in the summer league. He was a 5-star recruit, number one prospect in the country. He's not going to be the steal of the draft, but I think he could have a kind of good rookie year with the minutes he'll get. I don't know if he'll get many minutes, but I feel like with the minutes he will get, he'll get the opportunity. I've gone 50 and under on the wins, which I think is quite realistic. I feel like their ceiling would be 50. Mm. What do you have?
I got 53 max, 47 minimum. I could honestly see them having a regression year just because how teams respond to getting to not performing in the playoffs as to like what they wanted to, like they at least should have gotten to next round, but unfortunately not. I could see, I'm leaning towards more 47, but I'll say 53 max, I say, because it is super competitive in the East. But
I feel like their 100% ceiling is 50. I think realistically they'll probably get like 45, not 45, like 48.
Yeah.
But if all things go right, honestly, they could even win like 52 or 54. Like some teams have great regular seasons and then drop off in the playoffs. They might have one of those years where they've just got a really good schedule. I'm not sure.
They got a Donovan Mitchell on the team, so unfortunately they're set for a big regular season.
Bing. Okay. I think next team we should do. This is the most boring one on the list. You probably think it's gonna be the Pistons. Right?
Bulls.
Okay, cool. Sweet. MVP Zach LaVine, who I pray gets like traded or something.
Yeah.
He's not useful there. Mm. They're not pushing for the play. They could honestly come out and surprise some people, but I've put their wins very low, very low. I don't feel like without Lonzo Ball, Vucevic is a terrible defender at the rim. Patrick Williams might have a good year. I just don't see much out of this Bulls team at all.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I definitely see a regression coming, and then Lonzo's out. Fuck me.
Yeah.
MVP DeRozan. I think he's more of a leader. So I'd put him as a MVP. But like Zach's probably a better scorer all round. Definitely is. Impact player, I got Caruso. I feel like anyone could kind of put that, like, everyone would put Caruso. Who do you have?
I got Caruso as well.
Yeah, he's super solid. And like he's been able to like not just have a good couple of seasons in LA and then go get a big contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's not a Kendrick Nunn, I guess. We'll see what Gabe Vincent does, you know, have a good season, gets a big contract, and then falls off. But we'll see how he's already proven.
He's definitely been good. Yeah, he's definitely been good in Chicago. He's probably been better in Chicago than he has been in LA just because he's got a bigger role. He's more of a solidified role player in that team. And you kind of did see last year when he was out, they weren't as their bench rotation was a bit out of whack. Bench scoring was a bit out of whack. But yeah, I think he's probably the impact player. I originally had DeRozan just because I couldn't put him at MVP. I would probably say they're co-MVPs though, DeMar and Zach. Rising star, I really hope this dude starts this year, Kobe White. I really hope he starts. Ooh. I know he's better off the bench as a kind of spark plug, but I don't see it with Adesumu. He can't score. He's not a great scorer of the ball. I feel like without... He's a good defender, which is probably why they would start Io, because it's kind of replacing that Lonzo Ball effect. But if you need scoring and playmaking, you go Kobe White. I really hope he gets a starting role. But I also like he'll be my rising star regardless if he was on the bench or starting. But I just hope he gets a starting spot.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I kind of forgot about Kobe White, but like just when you get put on the bench, you only have so much you can do. But he really is, like, he's so solid off the bench.
Yeah,
100%. And deserves more minutes. I put Pat Williams as my rising star just because from what I've seen from him, he's super solid. And he has a more of a focal role. But, yeah, I would like to see Kobe White, if not getting a starting role, I would like to see him on another team. I feel like he could have, like, a Tyrese Maxey type of season, like genuinely,
I agree. Yeah,
so solid, but it's hard to know whether he's in the right place or not. I had 37 at their max,
okay, sweet.
30 on the minimum. I kind of want them to reach the minimum just because I follow Delusional Bulls Fan on Instagram. It's so funny when they lose.
Go to the page.
Fucking funny. But yeah, how'd you go?
Yeah, I got 38 and under. I just think that's the absolute ceiling. I think that'll be a 10 seed again. They could even not even be in the play-in. Like, it's just going to be one of those seasons again. And I feel like if your team's not going anywhere, why wouldn't you just blow it up? DeMar and Zach have absolute suitors that would take those two on. And I just feel like you're in that rebuilding. Like, you're not in rebuilding, but you should be rebuilding now. Because you had that window where you're like the fourth seed, couldn't get it done. I just think fourth seed was your ceiling when you had it all going, when Lonzo was playing. When Lonzo doesn't play, that team loses its rhythm. I know he didn't play all last year. Yeah, and that's probably why they weren't as good, because Lonzo Ball is not a box score type. He is a box score player, but he doesn't need to show big stats in the box score to see how impactful he is on both sides of the floor. And I feel like they really lost that kind of defensive-minded point guard. He's a 3-and-D player in the half court, but in transition, he's a give-and-go type of player. He's really good in both aspects, and I feel like they kind of lost that last year. Next team, let's go the Pistons. I'm really excited for the Pistons this year. I really hope Cade has a full season because we've seen how great he is. He's my MVP.
I thought you were joking then.
What?
I thought you were like, I'm really excited for the Pistons.
I am. No, I am excited. I am excited for the Pistons. I am excited. I'm excited for the Pistons. I'm excited. Only because they've got James Wiseman.
Yes.
Kate
yes,
Cunningham, yes. Who's going to have hopefully the full year. Jaden Ivey, who didn't. He was good last year, but I feel like the second year jump will happen. They got a Saw Thompson from the draft, who I think. He's going to take a lot of pressure off Cade. He's really long. He's a really good rebounder, really good playmaker. Sorry, I can't not laugh.
I was going to say.
It's really long. I just feel like he can impact on both sides of the ball. Obviously got Jalen Duren off the bench. He's got Joe Harris from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Bojan Bogdanovic. You've got these veterans that are going to help your young guys. And I feel like it's going to be a really exciting year. Who's your MVP? Joe Harris?
Harris, yeah. Kate Cunningham. You laugh at this. I had Alec Burks, my impact player. No. Hear me out.
It's such a you pick, though. Like
I'm such a role player. I love
role I know. Okay.
Every team I see him on, Alec Burks, he puts in work. Every team, he like hustles and makes big plays down the stretch. Doesn't really show much on the stat sheet, but like has had big years. Like with Knicks last year, he was really solid. Was it last year? Yeah, last year. The year before.
No, is it was the year before? Yeah, I feel like it was. I have no idea. This dude floats around like it's nothing.
Yeah, but like with the Kings, he was solid. With the Warriors, he was solid. I don't know. I think he's such a solid player, and I think he's just all hustle, all energy, good defensively, a bit wonky offensively, but still a good player. Who'd you have?
Asar Thompson. I can't say his name right. Asar Thompson.
Asar Thompson.
God no. Beef stew. Like I said before, he'll take a lot of pressure off Cade. I feel like having that big, tall, kind of shooting guard, point guard, small forward dude that can play anywhere, can kind of take the pressure off Cade in big moments, but also small moments. I'm really excited for him to see how he goes. I feel like his play style suits the NBA. In a really good way. Mm. Same with his twin brother. Like their play styles are very similar. Mm. I'm kind of looking forward to that partnership. Who's your rising star?
James Wiseman. I'm happy he's got a different.
Oh my god! Same.
Crazy. What's your record?
36. Actually.
No.
Oh, more.
And 25.
No, you didn't. What?
Bro, they had 17 last year.
Yeah, and I feel like they're going to double their wins.
Do you think they're going to double in 1 year?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, I initially had 18 and minimum 13, but I'll say 25. Wow, okay.
I don't know. They've got the vets that can help the Rooks. That was my reasoning. I feel like Kay's going to have a huge jump. James Wiseman's going to have a huge jump. You've got heaps good bench depth. Yeah. I felt the writing's on the wall. I feel like 36 might have been a bit too drastic. I feel like realistically, it should probably be like 32.
Mm.
But again, it's only 4 wins. Like, whatevs.
Oh, and by the way, just quickly, Cavs bench, I think, have the best bench looks like the best bench this year.
They look really good.
Rubio, LeVert, Georges Niang, Isaac Okoro and Damian Jones, I think. It was from what I saw.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Still got like, a deep bench after that. Fuck. Solid. Yeah.
No, I know. It's we're looking good. We're looking good. I don't care about the regular season as long as we can perform in the playoffs. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think we should do the Bucks now because I feel like this one's a pretty easy one. And then we can get to probably the most exciting team. The most exciting team next year. MVP Giannis?
Yep.
Any digress? No? Okay.
Nah.
Impact player, Chris Middleton?
Bobby Portis?
Okay, I feel like Chris Middleton, he didn't play a lot of the year last year. Well, he kind of did, but he missed the first probably a few months of the season. So I feel like having a full season under his belt, new coach, yeah, I feel like he'll have the impact that he's had in previous seasons.
Mm.
Bobby Portis, I like though. Give me your reasoning on Bobby Portis.
Bro, energy. See him every game. See his fucking eyes. He's threatening. Yeah, he's like
He's I can see it.
Demon. But no, he's
got that dog.
He bro, in playoffs, he just brings the energy. Mm. He makes the right play. Really makes the right play a lot. His IQ is high. Can shoot from everywhere, like a quick release from the threes. He used to be kind of like get set. Show it, but like he used to like get set, and he's changed his jump shot to where you can just like shoot it a lot quicker and shoot it from different sides. So I love Bobby Portis. He's got that energy. That's what my impact player has to have. Rising star.
I like it. I mean the Bucks are the oldest team in the NBA this year. They got 29.7 average age.
Woo!
So I went Marjon Beauchamp. I feel like he had a good summer league. I feel like if he gets enough minutes, he will probably shine because he's on the Milwaukee Bucks and all the young dudes that have come through the system pretty much always shine unless you're like John Henson. who's yours?
Brook Lopez, nah.
he's risen.
Fuck me. I literally wrote on my list here, but then I was going to change it. I wrote Malik Beasley, I think. Malik Beasley.
These balls.
I think he's really solid, and he can kind of reinvent himself in this role here. And you'll get plenty of open shots because they have plenty of playmakers on this team and a great ball movement. So, yeah, I think Malik Beasley. And 60 wins this year. Crazy.
And yeah, I went 50. Yeah. I went 56. I feel like 60 is achievable, though. They've done it, like, twice before, so I wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's get to the Indiana Pacers. Probably my second favorite team in the league next season. I've actually started the NBA 2K23 in my league because I'm frothing the Tyrese Halliburton train, who is my MVP, by the way. That man is going to average 25 and 10 this season. Mark my fucking words. He could even have 12 assists a game. Like, this dude is going to take over next season. Is that your MVP?
It sure is.
Wow. Yeah, surprising. I feel like he's going to have a really big year. He's going to have that, like, he had a really good season last year, second half of the season. But I feel like he's going to have a huge, huge jump. And impact player, I got Bruce Brown. Is that who you have as well? Yeah.
I had Mathurin because love this bloke. I think his energy, too. Confidence, poise out the gate with like 16 points a game. Like it's like pick six or something, but
yeah.
In 28 minutes. And I was also thinking TJ McConnell as well, because I love TJ McConnell.
You're on the TJ fan train. Yes. I got Mathurin as my rising star, as well as Jairus Walker. Jairus Walker is like, he had some crazy defensive players in the summer league. He can score the ball as well. Benedict Mathurin, if he gets like 32 minutes a game, he's going to average like 21 points a game. But I just feel like he's going to come off the bench again. Really? I'm not sure if they brought him off the bench last year to not only ease him into it, but also so he can have more of an impact.
Yeah, but
I really feel like Buddy Hield's going to start again. I actually think Mathurin for the first few seasons would suit a bench role because all he really needs to do is go out there, play defense, and score the ball every possession. So I feel like the bench role suits him in these first few years.
Yeah.
Who's your rising star? TJ McConnell.
Because I got Obi Toppin because
nice. I like it. They've got so many rising stars to pick from. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think if there's anywhere for him to, well, I mean, there's a couple of places where he could really shine. But I think this is great for him. I think there's a young culture around him. He's not with a bunch of old heads, and I can see him getting playing time. Yeah. And I can see him feeding off the you know, young energy. And running the floor, hitting the three. That's interesting though. With honestly, it would make sense for Mathurin to be off the bench, and then you have Bruce Brown starting because you have your defense. But then he has plenty of reign off the bench to do what he wants.
Yeah,
but 100%. I haven't seen much of Jairus Walker, but I'd like to look into it. I think the power forward spot on any team is such an interesting position. It's becoming like the most one of the most important positions because
there's so much variety in the position as well.
Yeah.
So much variety in terms of how you can play.
Yeah. It's very, very diverse now. So I have a look into them. But I wrote 45 as my max because expect to have like a fucking like good season, and like 38 is like a minimum.
Yeah, okay. I went 42 and under. I feel like 42 is my ceiling. I feel like they'll be in a playing spot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's realistic enough.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm like very like, fuck, I reckon they can have a big one, but like they probably will just have like a 40, maybe, yeah, sub 40, type of thing.
Yeah, I feel like they could have, but they could also come out and surprise a lot of teams. They're very young. They're very deep. Oh my God.
Mm.
They've got such a great bench and kind of reserve pieces as well. Yeah. They can kind of mix and match different lineups every game. Remember a few years ago, kind of like how we were talking about how they had the Boston Celtics had like Horford, Robert Williams, and Enes Kanter. We were talking about that in our season previews like 2 years ago. Their power forward rotation is so, and their big man rotation in general is so deep. You've got Miles Turner, Isaiah Jackson at the five. You've got Obi Toppin, Jairus Walker, Jalen Smith. As well, so they've got all this depth. They've got such a huge season where they could mix and match and see what combinations kind of work. I feel like they're going to be a really fun team to watch as well. They're definitely my league pass team for the year, I think.
I think they're a really exciting team. I think we're both looking to I think they'll be a league pass team just for how young they are, but that's the central that's a short division recap.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, who you think's gonna kind of be the rising star, impact players, MVPs. This is a bit more exciting one than last one. I think the next division will be probably the most exciting out of the East. It'll be more exciting than the first one. Let us know what you think. Any last words, Jackson?
Came for the next 4 weeks of season previews. I feel like once we get to the Western Conference is where the fun's at, let's be honest. I feel like East is pretty self-explanatory. But, super keen. Let us know what, maybe some ideas on some videos and stuff, different types of content you guys would like to see.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. For wherever you get your podcasts, follow us on Instagram at Hardwood Rundown. And I'm not going to say I'm going to go fuck myself because I don't feel like it today.
Have a good day, listeners.
Have a good day, guys, or night, or wherever you are. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.